You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 10 a.m. on June 29th, 2025. Welcome to episode 25 of the Steve Chalk Show at 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU Athletics, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, updates on the SFU Red Leafs Hockey, and the Western Lacrosse Association. First up is Wonk Units, good, glad to hear it, with rapidly declining dignity. That was rapidly declining dignity from Wonk Units. Good, glad to hear it. Next up is Yasin Elahi's Somewhere Between Here, There, and Everywhere. The tune is... Sorry for the delay. Sorry for the delay. This computer's taking a while. Panic of the Paranoid.
My body stiffens, my breath quickens, and my eyes dart across the I saw the vision.
I would like to comment on SFA Athletics at this time. On June 25th, Krista Schultz became the head coach for both Red Leafs golf teams, according to the SFA Athletics website, after leading both men and women's programs to great success as the interim head coach last season. Both men and women Both Red Leafs men and women's golf programs won three tournaments each, culminated with Great Northwest Athletic Golf Championships in April. On June 27th, the SFU Athletics website announced that Cleet Hansen became the Red Leafs men's wrestling head coach, as the former head coach Justin Abdu will coach the women's team. Cleet Hansen, who was an associate coach for SFU men's wrestling, SFU wrestling, with more focus for the men in the last two seasons, has also been selected as the head coach for Canada in the U20 Pan American Championships in Peru next month, which will feature three Red Leafs women, two men, and a recruit. Furthermore, Cleet Hansen recently earned a scholarship to attend the National Wrestling Coaches Association CEO Academy. After a great high school career in Spokane, Washington, Cleet Hansen was recruited by SFU, where he earned U Sports Canada recognition in 2009, led the Red Leafs to their first two Canadian University Championship in 2009-2010, and became a three-time NAIA All-American in 2009, 2010, 2012. After earning a double major in communications, political science, Hansen started his coaching career with SFU, but stepped down from full-time coaching after the 2014 season as he became the communication and development coordinator for Aunt Leah's Place, a Metro Vancouver nonprofit helping kids transitioning from government assistance, during which he continued as a volunteer coach for SFU. During his time with Aunt Leah's Place, Clete Hansen earned a master's degree in urban studies, became the interim executive director for BC Wrestling in 2019, and returned to SFU in 2021 as an assistant coach, as he will now lead the Red Leafs men's wrestling for fall 2025.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
I'd like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball among BC high school students, with many earning collegiate scholarships and some getting drafted by Major League Baseball. I will provide news and scores from the Premier Division between June 23rd and today. On June 23rd, the BCPBL announced the schedules for the 2025 Provincial Championships, with the Langley Blaze being the host between July 23rd and 27th for the Premier Division. Let me just confirm. Yep, the BCPBL website also has the news on one of their headlines. On June 23rd, the BC, on June 24th, Langley blanked the visitors Wally Chiefs 4-0 at McLeod Athletic, and the host White Rock Tritons grounded the Delta Blue Jays 8-3 at South Surrey Athletic Park. On June 25th, the BCPBL congratulated David Lang, a longtime BC Baseball Executive Director, Burnaby Bulldogs head coach, on being inducted into the Grand Forks International Baseball Hall of Fame. Two games were on tap for June 25th. In an all-Victoria matchup, the visitors' Eagles soared over the Mariners 8-0 at Laird's, and the hosts' North Shore Twins blanked the UBC Thunder 4-0 at North Vancouver's Parkgate. On June 26th, the BCPBL announced it selects for the PacWest Games, which will take place in Centralia, Washington, between July 14th and 16th. Later on June 26th, in an all-Surrey matchup, the visitors Wally obliterated White Rock 10-0 at South Surrey Athletic Park. On June 27th, the host North Shore swept Wally with 1-0 and 7-2 victories at North Vancouver's Parkgate. Three double headers were on tap for June 28th. The visitors' Victoria Eagles defeated the Okanagan Athletics 6-4, 3-2 for a sweep at Clonus Elk. The host Langley Blaze blitzed the Mid-Island Pirates 16-2, who looted Langley 12-2 at McLeod Athletic, and the visitors' Abbotsford Cardinals dethroned the North Island Royals 7-1, 13-5 for a sweep at Parksville's Inouye Wallace Field. Three doubleheaders are on tap today. The Victoria Eagles are up 4-3 on Okanagan at Kelowna's Elk. The Mid-Island Pirates are up 1-0 on the Langley Blaze at McLeod Park, which is in Langley. And Abbotsford Cardinals are tied at 0 with the host North Island Royals at Parksville's Inouye Wallace Field. Later games feature the Okanagan Athletics at against the Victoria Eagles in Kelowna's Elk, the Langley Blaze against Mid-Island Pirates in Langley's McLeod Park, and the North Island Royals and Abbotsford Cardinals at Parksville's Inouye Wallace Field. The game two for Okanagan against Victoria Eagles is scheduled for 11:30, while the last two games, Langley against Mid-Island and North Island against Abbotsford, are slated for 12:30 p.m. starts. All are subject to change.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings in the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division. The North Shore Twins are first at 28-7, have won 7 in a row. The Langley Blaze are second at 25-5. The Abbotsford Cardinals are third at 20-12. The Mid-Island Pirates are fourth at 20-14. The UBC Thunder are fifth at 21-17. The Wally Chiefs are 6th at 18-14, the Victoria Eagles are 7th at 19-16, and the Okanagan Athletics are 8th at 19-19. The top 8 teams made the playoffs. The Delta Blue Jays are 9th at 19-21, the North Island Royals are 10th at 11-21, the Victoria Mariners are 11. The North Island Royals are 10th at 11-21. The Victoria Mariners are 11th at 14-25. The White Rock Tritons are 12th at 9-26. And the Coquitlam Reds are last at 5-31.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
I would like to report on the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for June 24th. The Spokane Indians grounded the host Hillsboro Hops 10-3 at Hillsboro Ballpark in Oregon, highlighted by 2 3-run rallies in the top of 7th and 8th, as the Indians had 2 home runs to the Hops 1. Meanwhile, the Vancouver Canadiens doubled up the visitors' Tri-City Dust Devils 6-3 in Rogers Field and at Bailey, highlighted by a 3-run rally in the bottom of 6th, where Sean Keyes hit a solo home run, followed by Eddie Micheletti's 2-run jack, both up Ryan Johnson, to which Tri-City answered in the top of 7th, as Ryan DeJesus hit a solo shot off the Canadian Jonathan Todd to trim the deficit to 3-2, followed by Nicholas Deschamps' triple, Victor Arias' single off Ryan Johnson, which plated Deschamps' the eventual winning run, and capped off by Jabon Ward's two-run launch off Max Gigg in the bottom of eighth to round out the scoring, as Vancouver hit three home runs to Tri-Cities 1. The third game saw the Eugene Emeralds thumping the host Everett Equisox 12-5, highlighted by a 7-run assault in the top of third, where Dayson Crows launched a grand slam and capped off by Quinn McDaniel's solo shot, both off Nico Telachi, as the Emeralds had three home runs to the Equisox 2 at Funko Field. On June 25th, Spokane thumped Hillsboro 8-1, highlighted by a 5-run barrage in the top of fourth, as the Indians hit no home runs to the Hops 1. Tri-City shaded Vancouver 5-4 as Cole Fentanyl's ground rule double off Aaron Munson in the top of eighth, which played at Ryan DeJesus, was the eventual winning hit, despite the Dust Devils not hitting a home run to the Canadiens 2. Eugene deep sixth Everett 9-4 in the third game, with two runs in each of the top of third, seventh, when Luke Schlager's two-run home run off Alan Sothoff was the eventual game-winning hit, and capped off by another three runs in the top of ninth, as the Emeralds had three home runs to the Aquasox 1. On June 26, Spokane thumped Hillsboro 12-2, highlighted by a 7-run barrage in the top of second, capped off by Braylon Wimmer's 3-run jack off Daniel Egan, as the Indians hit two home runs to the Hops 1. Eugene grounded Everett 8-2, highlighted by a 5-run barrage in the top of fifth, started by Luke Schlager's grand slam off Ashton Izzy, and Tri-City at Vancouver was postponed due to rain. Just a minute, please. Because I just had to stop myself for the June. Let me look at that. June 26th score. Let me take a look. Sorry, the computer is taking a while. Okay, now it should be fine. Oh my god. Just a minute, please. So on June 26th, Spokane whacked Hillsboro 12-2, and Eugene shellacked Everett 8-2, while Tri-City of Vancouver was postponed. On June 27th, Tri-City shaded Vancouver 3-2 with two runs in the top of ninth, as Adrian Placencia's double off Yandre Rojas plated two runs, overcoming no Dust Devils home run to the Canadiens 1. Everett blanked Eugene 3-0, highlighted by Brandon Elk's two-run home run in the bottom of fifth off Greg Farrone, and Spokane thumped Hillsboro 9-4, highlighted by a 5-run barrage in the top of third. Four games were on tap for June 28th with a doubleheader. Vancouver doubled up Tri-City 4-2 in Game 1, despite getting out hit 10-5 in 6.5 innings. But Tri-City edged Vancouver 4-3 in Game 2 in 9 innings, where the Canadiens overcame the Dust Devils' lone home run as a wild pitch by the Canadian Jonathan Todd played at Dust Devil Matt Kootenay in the top of ninth. Later on, Hillsboro bested Spokane in a 10-9 slugfest, highlighted by a 5-run rally in the bottom of 6, started by Junior Franco's solo shot off Luke Taggart, followed by 4 more runs in the inning, and Eugene thumped Everett 9-3, highlighted by a 6-1 barrage in the top of fourth, started by Charlie Cizicconi's solo shot off Urangelo Siente, followed by 5 more runs in the inning as the Emeralds had 2 home runs to the Aqua Sox 0. 3 games are on tap today. Tri-City continues in Vancouver, Spokane renews in Hillsboro with both games starting at 1:05, and Eugene resumes in Everett at 4:05.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is now in the second half. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, are first at 6-2, much like the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are third at 5-2. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, are 4-3-4. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, and the first half winner are currently fifth in the second half at 2-6, while the Hillsboro Hops, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are last at 1-7.
Volunteering at CGSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CGSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CGSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cgsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 25 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music along with updates on the SFU Red Leafs hockey and the Western Lacrosse Association. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Movie Lens, Then and Now. Here is a sort of Icarus.